I hope you're doing well today. You genuinely are on my thoughts, and I lift you before the Lord today, asking that you have a genuine experience of His presence, not just in this moment that we're together, but throughout this day, knowing that the Lord is close at hand and He loves you. Before I go on and talk about our theme for today, I want to make you aware that I'm now doing some live streaming every couple weeks. And if you're interested in participating in that, just go to the HCM Healing Care Ministries website. Make sure they have your email address. Contact Darlene, and then she'll send you the information on how you can link in. It's simply an effort to keep us encouraged before the Lord and our eyes on Jesus at a time like this, when we so desperately need to be with Him. A number of years ago, I had the opportunity to spend a week at Ashland University sitting under the teaching of people who had experienced the Holocaust. Elie Wiesel was there, some of the victims of Shoah that were filmed by Steven Spielberg were there. It was a powerful week. And I remember specifically a presentation that Elie Wiesel gave when he talked about the importance of remembering. For him, it related to the fact that some years after he was released from a concentration camp and his family was gone, he went back to his hometown and the non-Jewish people there acted like they didn't remember. And in their not remembering, it had an impact on his own ability, it seemed, to process what happened. Remembering is very, very critical in the life of God's people. You go all the way back to the Old Testament and you remember that God encouraged His people to remember. That's the reason that they were commanded to celebrate the Passover over and over again, to remember the night of the passing over when the blood of the lamb was spread on the doorpost and lintel. And that when the angel of death came, it passed over them, to remember the journey and the bitter herbs and the bread without yeast, and that all of that was to bring them back to that moment of God's great deliverance. You also know that, for example, in the book of Joshua, there are a number of experiences where God delivered them, like opened up the Jordan River and other occasions, and they would pile up rocks. And they did this in order that they, as a nation, would remember. Remembering was part of the whole essence of the Ark of the Covenant. You know what Scripture tells us? That the Ark of the Covenant contains Aaron's staff that had budded, as you can read about in Scripture, a golden jar of manna, and the stone tablets where the Ten Commandments were written. And in Jewish tradition, not only the completed stone tablets were there, but the broken tablets. I'm sure you remember that story. And all of these pieces there were part of the idea of taking time to remember, especially in more difficult times in life. I go to a church, and the name of the church is Five Stones. And it's about the name is about David, and he picks up five stones. So in the name itself, there's a sense of remembering. But our pastor, Bill Ludwig, has started a tradition where up front in our church is a table, nicely decorated and has a cross there. And then there is a glass bowl, a large glass container, and all around it are stones. And what he encourages people in the church to do is, during the service, when they have something they're particularly thankful for, to during the worship just come up and pick up a stone and bring it in and drop it in this glass container as an act of remembrance, as an act of praise. And it's really fun to be in church where all of a sudden someone, you see them, they move out into the aisle, they walk down, and you can hear those stones just clink upon one another as they go in. It's this important act of remembering where God has come into our lives and where he has shared with us his power and his presence. My friends, this is precisely a time in which we must choose to remember. These are not easy days. Not at all. Dr. Fauci, who is an infectious disease specialist that heads up the task force for the United States, said these are serious times. And this is serious business that we're in. It's so easy in times of chaos to be so worried about what might happen, so consumed in what is happening, that we lose perspective on God and God's presence and God's promises. And that's why we have to take some time to remember, even in difficult moments. No, let me say that another way, especially in difficult moments. We must remember. I was reading through the Psalms, and I came upon Psalm 74. And Psalm 74 begins as a cry from the psalmist, "Where are you, God? These times are so difficult." He even makes a statement, "Why are you holding back your hand? Why are you holding back your right hand? Take it out from the folds of your garment. Use it on our behalf." So there's this pleading that he has, this sense of where is God and that times are very difficult. And then he makes a transition. It's as if he says to himself, in this time of difficulty when I'm not sure of where God is, I will choose to remember. And listen to what he says. "But God is my king. He brings salvation on the earth." Now listen to these. "It was you who split open the sea by your power. You who broke the heads of the monster in the waters. It was you who crushed the head of Leviathan and gave it as food to the creatures of the desert. It was you who opened up springs and streams. You dried up the ever-flowing rivers. The day is yours. Yours is also the night. You established the sun and the moon. It was you who set the boundaries of the earth. You made both summer and winter." You see what he's doing there? He's not saying he's sensing God. He's not saying he's seeing God. But he's saying in this difficult time, "I will choose to remember the stories of what you have done in the past and hold to them in this moment." Later on, he cries out, "Don't drive us over. Don't hand us over, your dove, to beasts. Don't forget us, your afflicted people. Rise up, O God." This act of remembering, it's important in this time. It's something that you and I need to decide to do. I know it's hard. When, boy, so much is at risk and the economy is dropping and the news is blaring almost nothing but bad news and warnings, we become so consumed in what can we do in the right now. That's okay. But let's take time to remember. Do you know, later on in Psalm 77, the psalmist says, "When I was in distress, I sought the Lord." And then he uses that phrase, "I will remember God." And then he says, I'm spending time thinking of former days, of years past. And then the psalmist says, "I think I'll remember my songs, how my heart meditated, how my spirit asked." In verse 11, he says, "I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider them. I will meditate on them." At the end, he says, "You led your people like a flock." I think all of us in times like this have to look to God and ask him what we can do to stay centered, to not let the chaos spin us over into fretting and to a frantic response. And I think this idea of remembering is very important. You know, I'm sharing this thought today, and it's Holy Week. And all across the globe, Christians will spend this week to remember. We're going to remember Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, the palms waving, the people laying down their cloaks, the ride on the donkey, as Jesus comes and people declare him to be the Messiah. We'll remember the acts of Judas when, in his own insecurity about what was happening, he chose to turn Jesus over to the religious authorities. We'll remember the night that Jesus gathered with his disciples and he shared the broken bread and the wine. And he talked about, this will be the last time I drink this, that I share this meal, until we all share it together in the kingdom. We call that the Eucharist, the great giving of thanks. And by the way, in the text itself, Jesus says, remember me when you do this. And that remember doesn't mean to look into the past, to think about what happened way back then only, but it means in remembering to recall that Jesus is present with us here and now. Our remembering of what has happened can be an encouragement to our hearts in what is happening in this day. This is the time of the year when we will remember Jesus going into the Garden of Gethsemane and there crying out before God. Something that we need to be willing to do in this time. And then to rise up, putting ourselves into the hands of God. During this week, we remember the arrest and the trial. Remember Peter bragging and then denying. Of course, our mind goes to the crucifixion, the mockery, the beating, the crown of thorns, the lashing. We remember what Jesus did there for us. And then we come to the point of the resurrection. And we remember there was another day when the tomb was opened, when up from the grave he arose. We remember his meeting of Mary, how she ran then and told the disciples, and they ran to the tomb and they looked in, and the scripture said, and they believed. We remember the journey to Emmaus. You see, this remembering calls us back to what is true. God is with us. He is on our side. He is loving. And by recalling all the places in the past where we've seen the handiwork of God, not just through history and scripture, but in our own lives, it can help us in this time. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Join me. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to remember specific occasions in the past where God intervened in your life, answers to prayer, special touches. Spend some time in scripture, remembering the stories. If nothing else, read the story of the Passion. Write them down. Even more importantly, share them with someone else. And what you're going to find is that by remembering, you are reinviting his very presence that will hold you firm in this day. I bless you, my friends. Remember that even in this time, when it seems that clouds have rolled in, his face does shine upon you. He will keep you. He will be gracious to you. He will turn to you.